Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. New information on a crash that disrupted a northwest Wichita neighborhood. We've got the story.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. Several local law enforcement officers arrested in illegal gambling investigation.
Suspect arrested in abduction and robbery of a woman. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday we got to 45 in Wichita for the high. Today could be 10 degrees warmer. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Federal prosecutors are accusing several former law enforcement officials, including two former Wichita police officers, of obstructing justice for their roles in identifying a suspected undercover officer who was investigating illegal gambling.
An indictment unsealed Thursday charges Brock Wedman, Michael Zakowski, and Bruce Mackey with obstruction of law enforcement. Wedman was also charged with lying to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Zakowski and Mackey are both former Wichita police officers. Prosecutors allege Wedman and an unindicted co-conspirator owned an illegal gambling business that involved five or more people and grossed more than $2,000 in a day. The charges stem from a February 12, 2014 poker game during which the three men allegedly used police department resources to determine the ownership of a vehicle driven by a player suspected of being an undercover police officer. Retired Highway Patrol Trooper Michael Fredrickson of Derby is charged with two counts of making false statements to FBI investigators in connection with the poker game. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
More today on an incident that disrupted a neighborhood in northwest Wichita. Residents had to be evacuated in the middle of the night after a van ran into an unoccupied house. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened about 2:30 in the morning yesterday on 17th North near 119th West. Emergency crews responded to the report of a building collapse of a residence. A 25-year-old man was driving home. He was behind the wheel of a van he did not own. He was southbound on Chambers Street, and he slammed into a house on 17th.
The driver also struck the gas meter at the home, shearing off the gas line and allowing natural gas to fill the home and also the area surrounding this accident. The Wichita Fire Department and Kansas Gas both responded to the scene to address the natural gas leak.
People in the neighborhood were evacuated. After about 3 hours, they were able to return to their homes. Police believe that alcohol was a factor in this crash.
A kidnapping suspect was arrested Wednesday afternoon by Wichita police. Officer Charlie Davidson says last Monday evening, a 24-year-old woman was trying to sell a ring and set up a meeting with a potential buyer on Facebook, meeting the man at the Jimmy John's sandwich shop at Central and Hillside. She says he got into her car and at gunpoint forced her to drive to several locations. She was able to finally get help 2 hours later, making her way to a Quick Trip at Douglas in Washington. The suspect ran away with her ring and her cell phone.
The Wichita Police Department Broadway Corridor team conducted follow-up on this case and located the 32-year-old male suspect in the area of McCormick in Meridian. The suspect was arrested without incident and booked into jail for aggravated robbery, kidnapping, and outstanding warrants.
The woman's cell phone was recovered, but her stolen ring has yet to be located.
With a government shutdown less than 24 hours away, Fox's Chad Pergram describes what Republicans in Congress would need to get that spending bill ball rolling.
A procedural vote to break a filibuster. Now, you need 60 votes to do so. John McCain, Republican of Arizona, is not here. So that takes Republicans from 51 votes down to 50. But we have three Republicans who say they are going to vote no. Rand Paul of Kentucky, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and Jeff Flake, Republican of Arizona. So that means there are, at a maximum, 47 Republican yeses. And that also means they need 13 Democrats to sign up and get them to 60.
A major holdup on passing a spending bill is DACA and the president's desire for immigration reform.
The Trump administration is pushing back on claims that President Trump's stance on his proposed border wall has evolved.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly causing a stir when he told Fox News the president wasn't fully informed when he promised to make a wall that stretched across the U.S.-Mexico border, and that his views had evolved. Sources tell Fox News the president was outraged over that comment, but Attorney General Jeff Sessions tells Fox News,
"We all change and we learn something as we go forward, but his principles on immigration have not changed."
Sessions also said Kelly is a, quote, national treasure. Democrats say Trump's hardline immigration stance could force a government shutdown. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Busy sports weekend coming up, including men's basketball action. Fourth-ranked Wichita State on the road tomorrow. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
A government update on smoking in the USA. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. A concerned parent of a Wichita student learned of a possible case of head lice at his daughter's school and was concerned that not enough is being done about it. KSN News looked into the USD 259 policy.
The coordinator for health services for Wichita Public Schools, Kimber Cassitz, says the policies have changed with lice. She says they and other large school districts follow recommendations from the Kansas Classroom Handbook of Communicable Diseases. The school district will not let parents know if there's a child with lice in the classroom because they see it as a HIPAA violation. Cassitz added that kids are aware when another student has lice and that sending a note home brings light to that particular student. Instead, school nurses send letters home to parents several times a year about lice and how to manage it. Wichita Public Schools no longer send students home if it's discovered that they do have lice. They are allowed to stay at school until the end of the day. After that, they must be treated before they can come back to school. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
The federal government says the number of people smoking over the past 10 years has dropped from about 21% down to 15.5%. Who is most likely to smoke?
The latest research from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says men smoke more than women. Also more likely to reach for a cigarette are people between the ages of 25 and 64, people with less education, American Indians and Alaska Natives, people without health insurance, people with a disability, and people who live in the Midwest or the South. Smoking is believed to kill nearly a half million Americans each year. Jill Nato, Fox News.
He's not the governor of New Jersey anymore, and he's finding out the hard way.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie now gets to enjoy life as a private citizen, although he might miss the perks that came with being in public office, like using the VIP entrance at the airport. For 8 years, he got to skip the TSA screening lines we normally stand in, but not anymore. Christie and the state trooper serving as a security detail, according to multiple reports, redirected to the line at Terminal B at Newark International. In a pair of tweets, Christie calling this not fake news, but instead a false story, insisting it was just a mix-up after being led the wrong way by a Port Authority police officer. Kevin Rincon, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11. A little bit of trouble on the old I-135.
Yeah.
The canal route, right, Ted?
We do have a traffic wreck, an injury accident, hit and run. This is in the northbound lanes of the canal route. It's just north of the 8th and 9th Street exit. At least one lane is closed, and you might see traffic backing up. That's in the northbound lanes of I-135, just north of 9th Street. Traffic update, KNSS Radio.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3-4. With Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Finally. Especially for me. This has been like the longest week.
Yeah, really, really.
But, hey, yeah, we are starting out the day on a cold note. It's absolutely not as bitter from where we were earlier this week, really, even yesterday. 27 degrees, your current temperature as you get ready to head out the door. The wind might be blowing you around, though. South wind at 11 miles per hour. What it actually feels like, though, is it only feels like it's 17 degrees. That feels like factor will definitely wipe away as we go through the end of the day. Sunny skies, beautiful Friday. This is how every Friday should be. Looking at temperatures in the 50s, 57 for your high. Even warmer, spring-like temperatures for tomorrow will climb all the way to 62. And sure, we're talking about cooler conditions as we head through Sunday, but your cool down, we're only going to drop back down to 54. So fantastic weekend looking ahead. Small chance for rain. Doesn't look like it's going to be a washout. Could be looking at snow for the northern half of the state with this next storm system that'll pack on through Sunday into Monday. Travel along I-70 certainly could be a little bit tricky. But here in Wichita, quiet, beautiful. Enjoy it.
I don't want to invite
get around to golf.
I don't want to invite you in trouble, but we do need a little moisture in this part of the world, don't we?
Yeah, we really, really do. We're looking at the drought conditions, and they continue to worsen. So with the drought conditions, the dry weather, the wind on top of that, we have to continue to talk about that fire danger threat. So hopefully we can get something in because we need it desperately.
All right. Thank you, Laura. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And the big story coming out of Washington, well, the biggest story in the country, really, is about the budget showdown. Are we going to shut down the federal government at midnight tonight? With us this morning, Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's looking more and more likely that there will be a shutdown tonight because Democrats are threatening to filibuster the Senate. There is a House-passed bill that funds the government through February 16th. It extends the CHIP, Children's Health Insurance Program, for another 6 years. It funds the military. But it does not include a fix for DACA, the program that protects illegal immigrants brought here as children. So the Democrats, Democrats threatening to shut down the government tonight at midnight. And it's, again, looking more and more likely that this will actually happen because just the numbers that they filibuster, you need a 60-vote threshold, whereas normally it would be that 51 majority which Republicans have.
Well, what does it mean? I mean, obviously the national parks will be closed, but there are other, you know, the government has a lot of obligations to people that go on daily, right?
They do. And what happens is that government workers, they go home without pay, most of them. They'll be furloughed. The military and other essential personnel have to keep working without pay. Now, eventually, everyone knows they're going to get paid. Eventually, the government would reopen. But essential personnel not being paid, and that's really raised a lot of outcry. People who, obviously, military families, military towns, they do not like this idea. So you have a lot of concern about this.
Okay, so yeah, you're sounding pretty pessimistic, and from all the media I've seen so far this morning, everybody seems real pessimistic that we're going to get anything done.
The numbers. I suppose that the Democrats could say, "Oh, we won't filibuster," and then you could have a very slight, ramming it through with 51 votes or a tiebreaker or something like that. But with the vice president, but with a filibuster, if you just look at the numbers, unless they, do some kind of parlamentary hat trick, there's just. I mean, they do that kind of stuff all the time, but as it stands right now, they don't have the vote.
And nobody's going to switch sides on this or anything like that?
Well, there's Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia has indicated that he might switch sides, but that's the only Democrat I know about right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it.
Right.
Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland talking about it looks like we're going to have a government shutdown. It's amazing that, the people we elect can't find some agreement there. And I don't know that everybody who's listening to the sound of my voice is really ready to dig in their heels on either DACA or any of this stuff. We're all thinking, really? Can't you guys find something? The president wants a long-term solution to DACA. He wants to have a law. And then they just can't come to an agreement.
Congress had 6 months to figure it out.
Wow. And I guess the average person doesn't understand because, first of all, I don't get my way on almost anything.
Yeah, I'm right with you.
Do you? Do you?
No.
There are certain things that you just have to say, well, okay, I've got to go along in life. Now, I don't want you, you're not going to sacrifice your principles. Say, oh, I'm going to go break the law because I need some money. You're not going to do that, but you know what I'm saying? Isn't there some way you can find a compromise? Are they reasonable people or not? All right, it's Steve and Ted, sunshine and warmer temperatures across Kansas.
Yes,
Thursday.
But these are the issues that these people run for re-election
That's
on.
That's right.
And next time there's an election, their opponent will say, look at that person. He compromised.
Yeah.
I will be the one that fights for what you believe in.
And, the R word, re-election.
Yeah.
It's a top of mind awareness for them. Temperature yesterday, high was 53, normal high 42. Hey, it was on this day, January 19th, in 1962, Wichita measured its greatest snow depth ever, 17 inches. I thought there was a deeper one than in the 70s, but I guess I'm wrong. 1962. I would have been in, sixth grade at Peterson Grade School? I'm sure we got a snow day, but my brothers and I, we could have made it to Peterson Grade School, which is a block and a half from our house. We could have made it easy, and we would have had a ball doing it, but we probably got a snow day.
I would hope so.
I'm thinking we did.
17-inch depth.
It's so long ago that I don't remember, but that's a deep snow. All right, 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. And, hey, time for sports with Ted Woodward. We got a lot of sports this weekend. We got Shocker basketball. We got football playoffs. We got a lot of things going on, right, Ted?
Busy sports weekend, yeah. Including Shocker basketball. Fourth-ranked Wichita State is going down to Houston to take on the Cougars. You might remember these teams met not too long ago, earlier this month, right here in Wichita. The Shockers won that game by 18 points. Tomorrow morning is the rematch in Houston. How about this, Steve? Shockers have the nation's longest road winning streak right now. Shocks have won 11 straight on the road.
Wow.
Houston has not lost a home game this year. They are 8-0 on their home court.
Could be a tough game.
One of those streaks will come to an end tomorrow.
Yep.
And these are two of the top teams in the conference. The Shockers are in second place right now in the American. Houston is tied for third. Should be interesting. We'll get it going tomorrow. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull have live pregame coverage beginning at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The game will tip off at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Soccer basketball on 103.7 KEYN. And then after the game, be sure to join me. I'll take your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show, broadcasting live at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. See you after the game for lunch at Twin Peaks for the Shocker Locker Room Show. Basketball action as well this weekend for Kansas and Kansas State. The Jayhawks are ranked number 10 in the nation. KU hosting Baylor tomorrow in Lawrence. Baylor has never won a game in Lawrence. 0-15 all time.
Yikes.
The Bears go into KU. Live pregame coverage of the Jayhawks at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. Game will tip off at 5 p.m. And that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Kansas State is home tomorrow as well. The Wildcats host 24th-ranked TCU in Manhattan. A lot of purple at that game. K-State is 13-5 overall. Horned Frogs are 14-4. K-State is ahead of TCU in the Big 12 standings. K-State is tied for 5th, TCU tied for 7th. That'll be a 3 o'clock tip-off tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan. That'll be nationally televised on ESPNU. We have JUCO men's basketball tomorrow night in El Dorado. Butler Community College hosting Seward. Dennis Higgins will have live pregame coverage beginning at 7:15 tomorrow evening, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. By the way, play-by-play voice of the Grizzlies, Dennis Higgins. Today is his birthday.
Happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday, Dennis Higgins.
Higgins.
Who was recently bestowed as the, Oklahoma
Sportscaster of the Year.
Yep.
Hey, he's number one in our books every year.
And it's his birthday today.
And it's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Dennis Higgins. Good guy to have around.
Yeah, bet.
And you can listen to him tomorrow night here on KNSS. We've got Wichita State women's basketball at Coke Arena on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. The Shocker ladies hosting second place South Florida. Shocker women are on a 3-game winning streak right now, and they'll try to extend that on Sunday. Hockey action. We've got one hockey game this weekend for the Wichita Thunder. It's at home. It's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. The Thunder hosting the first place, Colorado Eagles. As Colorado comes in on an 8-game winning streak, the Thunder will try to snap that. First meeting this season between these two division rivals. 7 o'clock tomorrow night downtown. And we will, by the time the weekend is done, we will know who will play in the Super Bowl. The conference championship games are on Sunday. It starts out at about 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. You've got the AFC title game. The New England Patriots are hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Patriots are favored by a touchdown. And then coverage begins at about 5:15 p.m. late in the afternoon for the NFC championship game. The Minnesota Vikings are in Philadelphia taking on the Eagles. The Vikings are favored by a field goal on the road. The Vikings haven't been to the Super Bowl since 1976.
That's been a
long time.
Great team.
See if they can get there. So listen to both those conference title games on Sports Radio KFH on Sunday. It's 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Apple returning assets to the U.S. after tax law changes. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.